news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In an actual press conference on Thursday, the first one held in the White House briefing room in more than 7 months, Donald Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, acknowledged for the first time that the White House withheld $400 million in Ukrainian aid so the country could investigate Democrats. He also added that, quote, it happens all the time. Yes, he admitted there was quid pro quo, and he did it out loud.
To be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time. By the way, and this speaks to an important point, because I heard this yesterday. If you read the news reports and you believe them, what did McKinney say yesterday? That he was really upset with the political influence in foreign policy. That was one of the reasons he was so upset about this. And I have news for everybody. Get over it.
Get over it!
Later in the day, as you knew he would, Mulvaney attempted to walk back those comments, claiming that the media misconstrued what he said, which is really difficult to prove, especially when the video shows what he clearly said. The statement he released, probably after a good dressing down from the president, read, quote, there was absolutely no quid pro quo between Ukrainian military aid and any investigation into the 2016 election. The president never told me to withhold any money until the Ukrainians did anything related to the server. The only reasons we were holding the money was because of concern about lack of support from other nations and concerns over corruption. Right. Now, the press briefing was actually called to announce that Trump would host the 2020 G7 summit at his Doral Golf Resort in Miami, a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution. This, as Trump is already facing multiple lawsuits and congressional investigations into similar violations where he's profiting off the presidency. As this Mulvaney thing was happening here, Vice President Mike Pence was holding a press briefing at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey after he and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Turkish President Erdogan. Pence announced victory in negotiating what they call a five-day ceasefire, but it was actually a deal that gives Turkey exactly what it wants, control over the land that the Kurds have called home for more than 5 years. Donald Trump then took a victory lap and seemed to endorse the idea of genocide. Yes, Turkey wiping out the Kurds.
On behalf of the United States, I want to thank Turkey. I want to thank all of the people that have gotten together and made this happen. This is an incredible outcome. So you have a 22-mile strip that for many, many years, Turkey, in all fairness, they've had a legitimate problem with it. They had terrorists. They had a lot of people in there that they couldn't have. They've suffered a lot of loss of lives also, and they had to have it cleaned out. But this is an incredible outcome.
Have it cleaned out, huh? Thankfully, the media saw through and called out the lies. This is CNN's Brooke Baldwin immediately following those remarks from Trump.
All right. Where to begin? First, just starting with the Kurds, the president saying that the Kurds are very happy, that civilization is very happy. He just said, 24 hours ago, that there are no angels. And by our latest reporting, 150 to 160,000 of them have been displaced because of this decision he made after this phone conversation with President Erdogan of Turkey, number one. Number two, for him to come out and say, and I quote, this is an amazing outcome. This is total spin. This is not a victory.
Senator Mitt Romney even took to the Senate floor to counter the administration's lies.
Assuming for the sake of understanding that getting out of endless wars was the logic for the decision, why would we take action so precipitously? Why would we not warn our ally, the Kurds, of what we're about to do? Why would we not give them time to also withdraw, or perhaps to dig in to defend themselves? Clearly, the Turks had a heads up because they were able to start bombing within mere hours. I simply don't understand why the administration did not explain in advance to Erdogan that it's unacceptable for Turkey to attack an American ally. Are we so weak and so inept diplomatically that Turkey forced the hand of the United States of America? Turkey? I believe that it's imperative that public hearings are held to answer these questions. And I hope the Senate is able to conduct those hearings next week.
But at his rally in Dallas Thursday night, Trump went even further with this disgusting imagery.
We've all agreed on a pause or a ceasefire in the border region of Syria. And it was unconventional what I did. I said, they're going to have to fight a little while. Sometimes you have to let them fight a little while. Then people find out how tough the fighting is. Sometimes you have to let them fight. It's like two kids in a lot. You got to let them fight, and then you pull them apart.
And as for that ceasefire, it's already over, if indeed it ever was in effect. Here's Griff Jenkins of Fox.
Now, I've been on the phone with my source all night long, as recent as 10 minutes ago. He's 10 kilometers from that town, Ras Al Ain, you're looking at. He says, quote, the ceasefire is broken. He questions whether it was ever even enforced or attempted to do so. He is with an NGO. They've been trying to get trapped Kurds out of Ras Al Ain all night long, and they cannot. He makes a distinct point. He has not seen airstrikes in the last several hours, but Kurdish Syrian fighters have told the AP that they have seen shelling going on overnight. Now, that is very, very troubling. Kurds cannot retreat, my source says. Roads are blocked. This five-day ceasefire that was supposed to give Kurds time to retreat. They cannot.
And even if they could retreat, they have nowhere to go. That's the point, and it's sickening. Moving on, in impeachment inquiry news, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sumland, sat for a closed-door deposition on Thursday for more than 9 hours. His opening statement was released to the public, and some who were in the room confirmed that Sumland corroborated much of the whistleblower's report. The investigation continues. The United Kingdom and the European Union have reportedly struck a deal on Brexit, but it faces long odds of getting through Britain's Parliament, where lawmakers are expected to vote on it this weekend. Remember, former Prime Minister Theresa May failed 3 times to get similar deals approved, and the agreement current Prime Minister Boris Johnson helped broker faces an uphill battle. And back at home, almost 50,000 GM workers will stay out on strike for at least another week. The United Auto Workers Union has recommended that a tentative deal with GM be ratified, so workers will vote on the agreement soon. The deal would give workers higher pay, protect their health insurance coverage, and provide an easier path for temporary workers to obtain permanent status. However, the deal won't save an assembly plant in Lordstown, Ohio, or 2 U.S. transmission plants. And Chicago teachers are on strike. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.